ever feel like drowning in data these days?
No.
I mean, it's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
But imagine
I mean, it is.
You're Rachel Chen, head of operations at Colorcraft Industries, this huge paint company, and you have to figure out how much paint to make next quarter.
Right.
But your sales data tells one story.
Oh, boy.
Manufacturing data, another.
Yeah.
And your retail data, wow, that's a whole different song and dance.
Sounds like a mess.
It is. So today we're diving deep into what happens when data just becomes a jumbled mess.
Yep.
And how Colorcraft, with the help of some really clever AI, found a way to make sense of it all.
Absolutely. They were facing a classic problem: data silos.
Oh, yeah.
Different systems, different definitions, different departments. And it was costing them a fortune.
Yeah, I bet.
Premium paint in sales meant something totally different to the people on the manufacturing floor.
Oh, wow.
It was like they were all speaking different languages, but instead of French or Spanish, it was sales data versus manufacturing data. Just chaos.
Okay, so I'm picturing a scene straight out of a sitcom.
Yeah.
People running around waving spreadsheets and yelling.
Pretty much.
But my numbers say this.
You know, it wasn't far off.
Really?
Think inventory mismatches, missed production targets, frustrated retailers. Even their sustainability reports were a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Because the data was so inconsistent, Colorcraft was losing millions because their systems couldn't agree on what things meant.
So what did they do? Did they just try to, like, force all the data into one giant spreadsheet?
You know, that's what a lot of companies try to do, but it almost never works.
I can imagine.
Protutonics AI Labs, the company Colorcraft brought in, took a totally different approach.
Okay.
Instead of forcing uniformity, they created a team of AI agents.
Okay.
Each specializing in a specific type of data.
Wait, AI agents? So like little digital detectives snooping around in their data.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
For example, one agent focused on understanding the chemical formulas and quality metrics of the paint itself.
Mm.
Another one figured out how products were categorized for sale in different regions.
Yeah.
You know, like contractor grade versus premium.
Right, right.
While another kept track of all the ever-changing environmental and safety regulations.
So they basically have an AI specialist for each department.
You could say that.
Okay.
And there's more.
Oh, wow.
They also have an AI agent focused on optimizing their inventory, considering things like shelf life, no more paint going bad in the warehouse.
Very cool.
Then there's another agent that's constantly learning and improving how all the other agents work together.
Wow.
And finally, Colorcraft had recently acquired another paint company.
Oh, right.
So they had an agent to smoothly integrate all that new data into their systems.
So a whole team of AI working behind the scenes, but did it actually make a difference?
Oh, huge difference.
Really?
Once they implemented the system, it was like night and day.
Wow.
Suddenly, all their systems were speaking the same language. No more confusion about what premium low VOC interior eggshell finish meant.
Right. No matter who was using the data.
And what kind of impact did that have on their bottom line?
Well, remember those millions they were losing?
Yeah.
Just their inventory costs alone plummeted by 24%.
Wow.
Saving them $15 million annually.
$15 million? That's not just a difference.
Right.
That's like a whole new wing on their headquarters. What about those other problems, like running out of paint and upsetting retailers?
Those got way better, too.
Good.
They had a 35% decrease in stockouts.
That's great.
So they were consistently keeping their customers happy and their shelves stocked. But perhaps the most impressive change was in their production planning.
Okay.
They went from planning weeks in advance to being able to do it in just days.
Wow. So much faster.
That kind of agility is unheard of in most industries.
I bet Rachel and her team are breathing a lot easier now.
I'm sure they are. Those AI agents were worth their weight in gold.
Or maybe premium paint.
You got it. And there's a story that really shows just how valuable they became.
Oh, what's that? Colorcraft was about to make a huge mistake with their contractor-grade paint.
Oh, no.
The AI agents flagged a classification error that would have led them to overproduce a much more expensive type of paint.
And how much money would that have cost them?
Millions, easily.
Oh, wow. So it's like the AI developed a sixth sense for saving the company money.
That's a good way to put it. They weren't just passively organizing data. They were actively looking for potential problems.
And they keep learning and getting better over time.
All the time. When Colorcraft launched their new eco-friendly paint line, the AI agents automatically adjusted classifications across all systems.
That's great.
Without messing up any historical data.
Very cool.
They even started spotting potential cross-selling opportunities.
Wow. So what does this mean for Rachel and Colorcraft's decision-making? Is it just about having better data, or is it something more than that?
It's way more than just having better data. Colorcraft now has what we call actionable intelligence.
Okay.
Meaning they can actually use this data to make smarter decisions.
Oh.
For example, they can now predict which colors will be hot sellers next summer.
Wow.
Allowing them to stock up and beat the competition.
Okay, that's amazing, like having a crystal ball for your business.
Exactly.
This makes me wonder.
It really is like a crystal ball. But what's even cooler is how it goes beyond just predicting trends.
Uh-huh.
Colorcraft can now actually shape trends.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. They've got insights into regional preferences, seasonal demands, even things like weather patterns on paint sales. That's a whole other level of market intelligence.
So it's like they're not just following the trends.
All right.
They're making the trends.
Exactly.
Okay. But this is all sounding very high tech.
Yeah.
Very futuristic are AI agents just for these giant companies like Colorcraft.
That's a great question.
Yeah. What about smaller businesses or even just like individuals? Could they use this kind of technology too?
That's the question everyone's asking, and the answer is becoming more and more yes. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that AI was just for these big research labs and tech companies, but now we're seeing AI tools becoming more accessible and affordable all the time.
So it's like the early days of the internet.
Exactly.
What was once like super cutting edge is now becoming mainstream.
That's a great analogy. We're already seeing small businesses using AI agents to automate tasks.
Uh-huh.
Personalized customer experiences even gain a competitive edge.
Mm.
And it's not just for businesses either. Imagine having like a personal AI agent to manage your finances, plan your travel, or even curate your social media.
That sounds pretty amazing.
The possibilities are really endless.
Okay, I'm starting to get the hype, but let's shift gears for a second. We've talked about all the amazing stuff AI agents can do.
Right.
What about the downsides? I mean, every coin has two sides, right?
You're absolutely right. Any powerful technology comes with potential risks.
Yeah.
AI is no exception.
Okay, like what? Like,
what happens if the AI makes a mistake? Who's responsible then?
Right.
Or what about bias creeping into the algorithms, even unintentionally?
Yeah.
These are all important questions we need to ask and address as this technology gets more popular.
It's like any tool you need to know how to use it safely and responsibly.
Exactly.
Well, let's go back to the business side for a moment.
Sure.
If I'm listening to this and I'm a business leader, where do I even start?
Well, the first step is to really look closely at your data.
Okay.
What are your biggest challenges? Where are your pain points?
Okay.
Are you dealing with those data silos or inconsistencies?
Right.
Or lack of actionable insights?
Mm.
Once you understand what you need, then you can start exploring those different AI solutions.
So it's not about just jumping on the AI bandwagon.
No.
It's more about finding the right tools for the job.
Exactly. And remember, putting these AI agents into place isn't just a one-time fix.
Okay.
It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and refining.
You know, we always hear these big pronouncements about AI transforming the world.
Yeah.
But what I'm really liking is these practical, down-to-earth applications.
Day two.
It's not about robots taking over. It's about making our businesses and our lives easier.
Absolutely. I think that's a key takeaway.
Yeah.
AI isn't some magical solution.
Right.
It's a tool.
Uh-huh.
And it takes careful planning, putting it into practice, and managing it over time.
Okay, now I want to bring it back to our listeners for a second.
Sure.
Imagine you're listening to this thinking, okay, this sounds great, but my company is tiny compared to Colorcraft. Is this even relevant to me?
I'd say don't underestimate the power of AI.
Okay.
Even on a smaller scale. You might not need a team of six specialized AI agents.
Right.
Like Colorcraft, but even just one can make a huge difference.
Mm.
Think about what if you could automate that tedious report that takes hours every week.
That would be nice.
Or personalize your marketing emails
to
each customer and improve your results.
So it's about those little wins that add up to big results over time.
Exactly. And the best part is that AI is always learning and improving.
Oh, that's nice.
So even if you start small,
your
AI agents will get smarter and more effective over time.
Okay, that's encouraging. Feels like we're just at the beginning of something big here.
We are.
But with all this talk about AI agents, are there certain industries you think will change the most?
Well, the short answer is, pretty much every industry will be changed by AI in some way.
Okay.
But I think we're seeing some really interesting things happening in healthcare, finance, and education.
Oh, tell me more. How could AI agents change those fields?
In healthcare, for example.
Yeah.
We're seeing AI being used to analyze medical images.
Wow.
Predict how patients will do and even tailor treatment plans.
That's incredible.
In finance, AI is being used to spot fraud, manage risk, and give personalized financial advice.
Okay.
And in education, AI agents are being used to create personalized learning, give real-time feedback.
Wow.
And even grade essays.
Those are some serious applications.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like AI can help us solve some really big problems.
It definitely could. And the cool part is,
yeah,
we're still in the early stages of this AI thing.
Right.
There's a lot more to come.
Speaking of more to come, we're almost out of time for this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
But before we go, I want to leave our listeners with one thought.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about AI's potential, but it's important to remember it's not a magic solution.
You're right.
AI is powerful, but it's not a replacement for good judgment and expertise.
Couldn't agree more.
So as we go into the last part of our dive,
okay,
I want everyone listening to think about the role of AI in their own lives and their work. How can you use its power?
Yeah.
But also understand its limits. Yeah. And how can we make sure that AI is used responsibly and ethically?
Those are great questions to think about as we move into this new era of AI.
Okay. You know, it's interesting how the conversation around AI has totally changed.
Yeah.
It used to be all robots taking over the world. And now it's like, how can AI help us solve real problems?
Yeah. I think that shows how AI is maturing.
Right.
We're going beyond the hype
and
seeing the real benefits of AI in all these different areas.
Yeah.
And as we see those benefits, we're also becoming more aware of the risks.
Yeah. Like, what if they make a mistake?
Exactly. And even more than that, like, the potential for AI bias.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
We can't just blindly trust these AI systems.
Right.
Without thinking about the data they're trained on.
Yeah, because data can be biased.
Absolutely. For example, let's say an AI is trained on data that mainly reflects one group of people.
Okay.
It might accidentally keep those biases going.
Right. So it's not just about making AI smarter.
Right.
It's about making it fair.
Exactly. And that means being careful about the data we use and the goals we set for these systems.
And also having humans involved.
Absolutely.
To make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, we can't just let them run wild.
Right, like we need to be the responsible parents.
I like that analogy.
Making sure they're using their powers for good. But speaking of AI doing things, what about jobs? Are AI agents going to replace human workers?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
And I don't think there's a simple answer.
Okay.
It's true. AI will probably automate some tasks that humans do now.
Yeah.
But it'll also create new opportunities and jobs.
Hmm. Like things we haven't even thought of yet.
Exactly.
So it's not really humans versus machines. It's humans and machines working together.
That's right.
But then that makes me wonder, what skills will we need to thrive in this AI world?
I think the key skills will be those that AI can't do.
Okay.
Things like critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence.
Okay.
And working well with both humans and machines.
So you're listening to this. And thinking about the future.
Yeah.
Focus on developing those uniquely human skills.
Exactly.
That AI can't replicate.
And it's not just about learning new skills.
Right.
It's about changing our mindset.
Okay.
Be open to learning throughout life,
embrace
change and evolve along with technology.
So instead of being scared of the future, let's embrace it.
Absolutely.
AI agents can make our businesses better, our lives easier.
Right.
And maybe even help us solve some of the world's biggest problems.
I completely agree. And I think that's important to remember.
What's that?
AI isn't good or bad on its own.
Where?
It's a tool.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to decide how we use it.
Right.
And what kind of future we want to build with it.
And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the world of AI agents.
Great talking about it.
I hope you're leaving today feeling a little less intimidated by AI.
Me too.
And a little more excited about what it can do.
It's a powerful tool for good, and I encourage everyone to explore how they can use it.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic, so stay tuned.